This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to Fort Loramie, where our Indians will be taking on the Redskins here. The JV match earlier was won by Fort Loramie 25-13 and 25-20. We had a nice comeback. We were down, I think, 20-13, and outscored them 7-5. So we did outscore them at the end, but it was a little too late. We were hanging in there with them most of the way, and then around the early teens, they pulled away from us. I think at one point they were up 5 or 6 points, and then it was 20-13. And we started making a little run, but didn't work. So just a reminder, you're listening to the Hometown Huddle. That's the Tribe 107.3 WFRC FM. And we're simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com. So whichever one you're listening on, thanks for listening in. And I want to thank our sponsors for helping us get these things going. Coming up the rest of this week, Thursday, it'll be MAC Volleyball. We'll be hosting New Bremen, and it'll be Student Appreciation Night. So lots of things going on, lots of kids doing all kinds of stuff and winning prizes. And it's always a really, really fun night at the Fortside Fieldhouse when Amy Puttcutter and the rest of the gang put on the Student Appreciation Night. So that's Thursday night, volleyball, hosting New Bremen. Then on Friday, it's football at Delphi St. John's, and that's Reisner Energy pregame show at 6:40. So that's what's coming up the rest of this week. So both teams have a little bit of work cut out for them. The girls with the volleyball, Fort Loramie tonight, always a really good team. And Thursday, it's New Bremen, also always a really good team. Each one of them, I believe, have won several state championships in the last 10 years or so. So always going to be a challenge for us here. And we're pretty much the same team we've been all season, except that, including, I guess, that Bridget Holman hasn't been able to play. We're looking forward to her getting back. Talked to her mom the other day, and she sounded encouraged, but also a little discouraged because it's 100% up to the doctor whether she'll get cleared. I think that's Dr. Krimchek. He won't look at her until at least 6 months after the surgery, but she's gone to several different physical therapists, and they're all saying she is way ahead of schedule on the recovery. So we'll see how it goes. Just hope she can get back and get a number of games in before we get into the tournament. But even if we only get her back for the tournament, that's still better than not at all. So Fort Loramie, I forgot to ask them what they're coming in at. Probably undefeated early in the season. If they've lost, they've lost to a really good team. Because, again, they just have a very, very good, strong program here. And it's always a challenge when you're playing them here at Fort Loramie also. Saturday, the girls went down to Sydney and played at the Lehman High School. They had an invitational tournament. It was Lehman, of course, and the Indians. Versailles Tigers were there. The LCC Thunderbirds were there, and the Adena Warriors were there. So Adena is one we don't know anything about. We played pretty well there. The first set, We have everything in the archives now if you want to go back and listen. But the first set we played against Versailles, we were leading them 20-15. And usually the first team to 20 will win that game, that match, set, excuse me. And they'll, so we had been playing very well. They hadn't been playing very well. And I'm thinking, you know, this might be pretty good if we can come away with victory against the Versailles Tigers. And they proceeded to, sorry, folks, our power plug-in is facing the court. And it got hit by a volleyball, and it took us a while to figure out how to reset the plug. So we are back on the air just in time to get the announcements, announce the teams and the national anthem. So we'll be back in just a little bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe Store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School, where they're doing the introductions and trying to get things going here. We will be, they're in the process of doing the introductions, and want to apologize for earlier for the being off the air. Somebody hit when they were doing their warm-ups, one of the volleyballs came over and hit where our plugs are plugged in, which face the court. And it hit the plug and kind of overloaded the plug. And we had to reset the plug. Ourselves and WPGW were both off the air for about a minute there till we got it all sorted out. Mr. Wester Heide, the athletic director here, came and helped us out and got us all sorted out. So we're getting ready for action here. And again, the JV Fort Laramie won in two sets, 25-13 and 25-20. So the Indians, everybody's out there. They're getting ready to do the libero substitutions. Their libero comes in. That's Addie Barhorst, number 10. And we'll see how things will go for us tonight. Again, pretty tough competition, but that's pretty much all season long. And they do sub in. We put Kayla Garkey in. And Alexis Grizzy goes out. Looks like we're all set to go. Looks like we will be serving first. And it will be Haley Easton going back to serve for the Indians. She's serving from a little bit right of center. They play it from the back row, set up. Setter sets it up. And across our blockers, past our blockers, and down just inbounds on the side. 1-0 Fort Laramie. And it will be Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-E-I-G-H, Charlie Albers. We take the serve from the back row. Mullenkamp will get it across. They're going to bump it to the front row from the left side. And it's just barely inbounds in the back. And it's 2-0 in favor of, in favor of Fort Laramie. And it'll be Charlie Albers going back to serve again. She'll serve from a little bit right of center. Our back row goes to get it and hit it into the crowd. 3-0. This is not how we want this to start against a really tough team. 3-0. Indians trailing. First set. And, ooh, hits the net. We are able to just barely play it. Hope Evers gets it across. They're going to have to bump shot it across. Garkey Ranley was going to set it, and she put it across on the second hit. And they did get a hand on it, but it goes down to the ground, down to the court. And it is 3-1. Indians trailing. And here we come with Kenna Deuce. Let's put a few points on the board. Maybe we can get ahead of them here and get the momentum completely switched. She's serving from the left side. And they play it from the back row. They'll set it for the right side off of our blockers. We're able to keep it going. Mullenkamp is going to have to bump shot it across. They're going to set it for their left side into our blockers and out of bounds on our side. 4-1. And they retake the serve. And it's going to be number 10, Addie Barhorst, the junior libero, going back to serve. She'll serve from just right of center. Mullenkamp plays it from the back row. Ranley sets. Willman with a big hit goes off of their back row and back behind her into the crowd. 4-2. Indians trailing by two. And it'll be Bren Willman back to serve. She'll serve from just a little bit right of center. Her serve's a good one. They play it from the back row. They're setting it for the left side. Cross our blockers. We're able to play it, but we get it to their side. They're setting it. They're a little discombobulated, but they get it across. We set it up for, that was Ranley, and she just pounded it. That might have been Grizzy. Yep, I believe that was Grizzy, and she just pounded it down 4-3. Indians trail by one. Bryn Willman back to serve again. Nice serve. They're able to play it. They're going to set it for the left side. Big hit. Rammel digs it out of the back. We get it over to them. They set it for their front row. We tip it. We're able to play it. And a whistle blown. Somebody, I'm not sure what happened, but a point for them. I think maybe one of us was under the net, perhaps. 5-3 in favor of the Redskins. And it will be number 11, junior Chloe Bruns, back to serve. She'll serve from the right side. We set it to the front, set it up for Mullenkamp. They're able to dig it in the back row, going to set it for the middle. Into our blockers, we get it, a hand on it in the back row. Mullenkamp, a big hit again. They're able to get it back, played it up to the front, but got to our side. We're going to hit it again, and it's a big hit from Grizzy, and it stays just in bounds in the back. And it is 5-4, and the Indians will serve, and it's going to be Caden Ranley. She has had numerous times last year and so far this year where she has gone back and served multiple points. We need that now. She's going to serve a little bit left of center. And she promptly serves it about 3 feet too long. So it's 6-4. I'm not sure we've gotten more than 1 point off of our own serve. It'll be Isabel Hoying, the sophomore, going back to serve. She's just to the left of center. She'll put it across. Garkey plays it. We set it up for, I think that was Kenna Dews with a big hit. Puts it down in the rear corner, and 6-5. Right now we're trading points with them, and we need to see if we can make things get going here, and that could be exactly what will happen here. It is Mullenkamp with the serve. They are able to play it, and they're going to hit it into our blockers and down on our side, so it's 7-5, and we did not get a point on that serve. It's going to be number 22, Corinne Holscher, the senior, back to serve for the Lady Redskins. She'll serve a little bit left to center. And Mullenkamp plays it from the back row. Ranley and Grizzy, they're able to play this one from the back, setting it up for the left side. Garkey with a great dig. Ranley, Dews, it goes to their front row. They tip it across on the second one. We're able to play it. Going to set it up for Grizzy. They are able to get a hand on it. They're going to have to bump shot it across. Mullenkamp, Ranley, going for Dews. They are able to dig it out. They're going to set it for the middle. And a big hit. And it's out on the side in near the back. And it's 7-6. Indians now trailing by one. And it'll be Garkey going back to serve. We need to get some points on our serve. And that is played from the back row, setting it up real good. And we're going to have to bump it across. We do. And they get it to us. Ooh, nice play. Nice dig. And we'll set it up. It's battle at the net. And it is going to be another battle at the net. We're able to dig it out. Mullenkamp was going to bump it across. Came up short. 8-6. For the Fort Laramie Redskins. And it'll be Tessa Borger, the senior, going back to serve. She'll serve from the right side. Garkey. Ranley. Hope Evers a little bit too wide. 9-6. We need to stop the bleeding here. We are letting them get ahead now. They were ahead one or two, and now it's three, and they're serving again. Borger back to serve. Mullenkamp from the back row. Ranley back sets for Woolman. They're able to dig it out. Big hit at the net. We get it back across to him, setting for the right side. And a great dig by Garkey, but her dig goes to their hitters in the middle, and they put it right straight down, and it's 10-6. And the Indians are going to take a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a moment.
7.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie. First set, Indians trailing 10-6. The Fort Laramie Redskins with three straight points, and they're serving again. Tessa Borger will serve. She'll serve from the right side. Mullenkamp plays it in the back row. Ranley back sets for Willman off of their blocker, and I think one of their girls was in the net, and that's our point, 10-7. We need to get some points off of our serves. We have not done that. I think we got 1 point off of our serves. It's going to be Haley Easton back to serve for the Indians. She'll serve from the middle. Bloops one across. They just get to it, and they'll set it up for the right side. Garkey from the back row. Ranley will set it. Hope Evers gets it to them. They block it back to our side. Evers again off of their blockers, and the back row cannot play the second hit. So it's 10-8. We finally got a point off of our serve. Indians now down two and are making a little run here. Easton serve. They play it from the back row. Going to set it for the right side off our blockers and out on our side. So it is 11-8 and with Fort Laramie leading. And it looks like, can't see the numbers very well, but I think it's Charlie Albers back there to serve. She'll serve from the left side, a little left to center. Mullenkamp from the back. Ranley. Willman with a big hit. They're able to dig it. They're setting it. They get off our blockers. We're struggling, but we're going to get it across. Hope Evers. And it's back on their side. I don't think it got across on our side, but they let us play it. But they get it set up for their left side and put it down. I think we had 4 hits. They went up to block it. It hit the net and came back to us, and they let them play. 12-8, and it will be Charlie Albers back again. Garkey digs this one. They get it back into play, and they're struggling, but they do get it across. And it's going to be point for the Lady Redskins. We hit it. I believe that was Ranley that hit it and then hit it again too soon. So it's 13-8. We're down 5. Now we have to really, really, really come back on them here right now. Garkey. Ranley sets for Evers. They are able to dig it out of the back row. Big hit. Garkey, another save. And getting it for Hope Evers again. That goes past their back row and just about a foot inbounds in the back. It's 13-9. We did break their serve, but we're still down 4. Looks like it's going to be Kenna Dews going back to serve. Yep. She'll serve for the Indians. We need points. We need her to get on one of those famous runs. 13-9. Indians trail set number 1. Great hit. They're struggling, but they're going to get it across. Garkey. Ranley, back set for Willman. She has to let up, and she hits it to that back corner, and it's right in front of the flag judge, and it is inbounds, and it's 13-10. Garkey, we need another point out of you. Let's see if we can get ahead here. Get on a good roll and absolutely switch the momentum. 13-10 now, Indians trailing. They play it from the back row, setting it for the right side. And past our blockers and down, so exactly the wrong thing happened there. 14-10. It'll be Addie Barhorst, the libero, going back to serve. She'll serve just to the right of center. Garkey from the back row. Ranley setting it for Mullenkamp. They do get a couple of hands on it. They're going to set it for their left side, get it to the back row. Mullenkamp will get it up toward the front. Willman gets it across. They just barely get a hand on it. They're going to have to bump it across. We should be able to set something up. And Ranley, they get it to Ranley. It was a little too close to the net. But instead of Ranley setting it for somebody else, she pounds it down on their side. So that worked out pretty well. It wasn't exactly how we wanted it, but it worked out great. 14-11, and Bryn Willman will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. That one just does not quite clear the net. Hit the ribbon at the top and falls down on our side. 15-11. So we are not doing well on our serves. We have a couple of service errors, but we just can't hold our serve. It's going to be Chloe Bruns serving from the middle. Mullenkamp with a nice dig. Garkey setting it up for Mullenkamp. They make a nice dig out of the back row. And we have a dig from the back row, but it goes to their side. They set it up for the left side. Into our blockers and down, 16-11. It's getting late, and we cannot let them keep on rolling. We have to stop their serve. Bruns serves again. And two girls can't quite get to it. They both went down to get it. And a very strategic timeout for Coach Guggenbiller. We'll be back after this from Wabash Communications. 17-11, Indians trailing in set number one.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back. We're at Fort Loramie. Lady Indians trailing 17-11 in the first set. And this is very important. We needed that last point. If we don't get this point, it's going to be really bad for us. They're going to have really good control, all the momentum. I think we got within 2 points a little bit ago. I think it was 13-11, somewhere in there. And we need to get things going again. Deuce receives a serve. Mullenkamp into their blockers are able to play it. And they hit it from the left side into our blockers and comes back to their side. But it goes out of bounds on the side. And it's now 18-11. So now what we have to do is hope for a little momentum shift, even if we can't win the game. Ooh, we're going to say might have... I think she stepped on the line as she served. So it's 18-12. So I wasn't watching her feet, but the official definitely was. So now it's going to be Caden Ranley back to serve. We need points. There's a good one, and they play it from the back row. They have to roll shot it across. Deuce plays it from the back row. Ranley sets for Grizzy. They tip it back to us. We're going to get it. Mullenkamp gets it to their back row. They're going to set it for the left side. They tip it across our blockers. We have a couple of good hits out of there and get it to their side. They're setting it for their hitter. We block it back to their side. Third hit off of our blockers. Mullenkamp to Ranley to Grizzy, and she puts it off of their blockers and down on their side, and it's 18-13. Let's get some more points here. We have to get things going. Ranley back to serve again. She'll serve from a little bit left of center. They play it from the back row. They have to dig it. And they tip it across and lands in what you call the campfire. Six girls right in the middle of them. And it's 19-13. We're down six, and we cannot let them get anything going here. Mullenkamp plays it from the back row. Grizzy tips it across. They're able to play it. They're setting it for the left side. And down inbounds, and they are the first team to 20, 20-13. It's going to be number five, Isabel Hoying, the sophomore, back to serve. Nice serve. We can't play it. 21-13. I think that I couldn't see it because the up official is kind of between me and where the ball was, but I think that was a knuckleball that dropped right in front of Cameron Mullenkamp. And here's a serve again. Mullenkamp gets it. We're getting it under control. Bump it across. They play it. They're going to set it for their left side into our blockers and sideways out of bounds. 22-13. We're down nine. We have to get something going here. I don't think there's much chance that we can win this game, but we can shift the momentum and carry that into the second set. So that one is a serve, and it goes wide out of bounds. So it's 22-14. We're down eight. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. She'll throw it about 8 or 10 feet in the air, put a lot of spin on it. Let's see if we can make it drop. That doesn't they're able to play it. Didn't drop in time, and they get a big hit across court past us, and it's 23 14. Again, 9-point lead for the Redskins. Corin Holscher, the senior, back to serve. She'll serve from left of center. And there's Garkey plays it from the back row. We're going to have to play it by the scorer's table. And it was a very good second hit that goes to Grizzy. And she's able to put it down on their side. 23-15, still down 8. And we need Kayla Garkey to get a bunch of points here. Nice shot. They're struggling to get it in under control. And they cannot. The first hit was very near the net. The second hit, she had to dig it away from the net, and it went way back behind the out-of-bounds, and they went to hit it, went over the scorer's table. So it's 23-16, Indians down 7. They're still struggling a little bit, but they're going to get a nice hit. Garkey with a dig. Ranley sets up for Hope Evers, and blocked back down on our side. 24-16, it is set point for the Lady Redskins. I believe that is number one, Tessa Borger. Yep, back to serve. Evers plays it from the back row. Ranley, Mullenkamp's going to knock it across. Nice dig from the back row for the Redskins. They tip it across our blockers. Nice dig by Garkey. Evers with a nice hit. They block it back to us. We're setting it up for Mullenkamp. She gets a good hit. Nice dig from their back row. They're going to set it for the right side. And we're able to get a dig by Mullenkamp, and Evers hits it over. A big hit. We block it back to them off of their front row and down behind them, 24-17. I don't see any way we can win this set, but we can get, we need to go back and get 2, 3, 4 points and have all the momentum going our way going into set number two. It'll be Haley Easton back to serve from the left side. She's going to dink it across. They're able to play it. They're struggling to get it under control, but they do. Garkey with a great dig. Ranley sets it up for Willman. They're able to play it. A big hit. Mullenkamp gets it to the front. And Hope Evers with a great hit, but they block it back down on our side. And it is 25-17. The Lady Redskins take set number one. And they had most of the momentum. Everything was going their way, so we didn't get things done like we needed anywhere along the line. So we'll take a little break, come back with set number two, see if we can get ourselves straightened up and win the next three sets. Back in a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting Tribe Football and Volleyball on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Roll Tribe!
Welcome back to Fort Laramie, where our Indians are down one set to none to the Fort Laramie Redskins. It was 25-17, the final score of set number one. They kind of had control the whole time. We didn't, I think we got 2 points in a row a few times, but I don't know that we held our serve more than a couple of times. So it's going to be the Redskins serving. It'll be Charlie Albers from the back. Cameron Mullenkamp digs it. We get it to Hope Evers, and she hits it way too long. Albers will go back to serve again, senior. 1-0 Redskins. She'll serve from a little bit left to center. She'll serve. Evers digs it out. We're able to get it under control a little bit, get it across. They're going to set up for the right side into our blockers, and we can't handle it. 2-0. And again, starting off like the first set did, I think they got ahead of us 4-0, and then they controlled it all the rest of the way. Fought back and forth, but we could never gain on them. Here's third serve, and she hits the top of the net and down on their side, so it's 2-1. See if we can get some points here. We haven't held our serve very well at all in the first set. It'll be Kenna Dews back to serve. She'll serve from the left side. She runs toward the center, and they play it from the back row. A nice set for the middle. Easton with a nice dig, but they get it to their side. They put it on our side, back to their side. Tap back to our side. They're going to get it, bump it across. Easton from the back row. Ranley will set for Mullenkamp. Off of theirs, they are able to play it from the back row. Left side. Easton digs it out. Ranley will set it for Garkey. She roll shots it across. Nice back set. And our girls, there was a big hit from this right side. The girls stepped away and went just out of bounds. Tied at 2. Let's see if we can get ahead. I don't believe we were ahead at all in that first set. Deuce serves again. And they play it. They set it up in the middle. And we get it to Ranley. Puts it across on the second hit. She looked like she was going to set for, I think it was going to be for Mullenkamp, and she just popped it across. Indians lead 3-2. And Kenna Dews will go back to serve. They're wiping up a little sweat there on the floor. And the coach, Kelly Hoing, is giving a little instructions to one of her players. Indians lead 3-2, set number 2. Dews serving again from the left, goes toward the middle, and goes off of their libero and sideways, 4-2. Here we go, girls. Let's get a lead and make them chase us. That's exactly what happened in the first set. They got a lead and we had to chase them. Now we have a 2-point lead. We need to get it a little more than that. And Kenna Deuce is definitely capable of doing that. They step out of the way and let it go. Went about 3 inches too long. That was a gutsy move there. It's 4-3. Indians still leading. And it'll be the libero, Addie Barhorst, serving from a little bit right of center. Deuce plays it. We get it to Mullenkamp. She has to bump it across. They're going to set it for the right side. They put it to our left to go cross court to our right side, and we can't dig it. We got it up a little bit, but didn't get it more than knee high. Tied at 4. We have to take this serve back, and get under control here. They are able to serve it. We're able to dig it out. Mullenkamp's hit. They're going to play it to the left side off our blockers. We bump it back. And they're going to, from the left side again, great dig by Haley Easton. We tip it across. Comes up to the net, battle at the net. And it's going to be ours. I think they're going to call a double hit on the Redskins. So it'll be Indians 5, Redskins 4, and Bryn Willman, senior, will go back to serve for the Indians. She'll serve from just a little bit right of center. Comes to their back row. They're just barely able to dig it across. Their front row just gets a hand on it, goes across. We get it back over to their side. They're going to get it to their big hitters on the right side. I think that was number 11, Chloe Bruns, and she kills it. And it is tied at 5, and Bruns will go back to serve. Junior, she looks like she's going to serve from the middle. 5-5, set number 2. Indians lost set number 1. And Deuce tried to serve receive and shot it sideways. So the Redskins are back ahead of us. 6-5. Bruns will serve again. Great serve. We play it. Grizzy with a nice hit, but they're able to dig it. Big hit, but we block it at the front. Garkey's able to dig it out, setting it up for Mullenkamp. Off of one of their girls, it goes backwards. They're getting it under control. And we play it from the back row. Ranley sets it for Grizzy. And just a tap instead of a big hit. And it hits their blockers and goes down to the floor. We're tied at 6. It's going to be Caden Ranley back to serve. See if we can get her to get a bunch in a row again. She's done it several times over the last year and a half, and she needs to do that now. And they're able to play it, struggling. They're going to have to bump it across. We should be able to get a good play out of it. Ranley back sets for Grizzy. She gets it to their back row. They're able to play it. A big hit. And it comes to the net. They get it. One of our girls in the back row got it up to the net, but it got to their side, and they put it down on our side. Fort Laramie leads 7-5. We need to get ahead of them. It'll be number 5, Isabel Hoying, the sophomore, back to serve. Nice receive. Mullenkamp will get it. They're able to get a hand on it. And a big hit past our blockers and down on our side. We should have had that. I can't see where our girls were because the up official is between me and them, but it should have been where it came down where we should have had somebody. 8-5 Redskins. And we're able to get the receive. Mullenkamp with I believe that was Grizzy with a big hit. Gets it down. And Mullenkamp will go back to serve. 8-7. Indians trail by 1. Man, we need to get Cameron's knuckleball serve, dropping it right time. Big spin. They're able to play it. Looked like they pushed it across, but we're able to play it. Kramer, they're able to play it off the net. We're digging it out of the back row and down. Oh, the flag official in the far corner called it in. And the official over here called it out, and they're going to go with the official over here. Not sure why. He was more emphatic, but I don't know. It was very close. So it's 9-7, Indians down 2. Corin Holscher, and we play it from the back. Kramer with a nice hit from the right side. Kinley Kramer, and point for the Indians. 9-8, Indians trailing. Kayla Garkey back to serve. She'll serve from a little bit right of center. Back and forth we go. They play it from the back row. Big hit. We block it back to their side. They're setting up for the left side. And past our blockers and down. 10-8. Redskins leading by 2. We need to get something going here. Tessa Borger will go back to serve. She'll serve from the right side. Mullenkamp digs it. Garkey. Hope Evers. They get it. They're going to bump it across. Garkey, Ranley, Willman. And they're able to dig it, hit out of the back row. It hit one of their front row girls and came right back to the other girl, but she was on the ground and wasn't able to hit it back. So it'll be Indian serve, and it'll be Haley Easton going back to serve. Indians trailing 10-9. Let's get a bunch of points here. Let's get this. This is where we need to walk away from them. They're serving it. Really nice setup for the right side. Garkey digs it out. Ranley will set it up for Hope Evers. They're able to play it out of the back row. They set it up real nice, but they were able to play it. We bump it across. They tried to set it to their front, came to our front, and I believe that was Bryn Willman that put it down, and we're tied at 10. Let's get about five more here. Let's get ahead of them. Make them chase us. We were ahead a couple, maybe three early, then they got ahead of us. Been back and forth from 1 to 2 points difference. They play it from the back row, but it goes backwards. They're going to be able to bump it across. Garkey will set it to the front. Ranley back sets for Willman. A big hit. Oh, she called it out of bounds, and I am, if you can see huddle, I hope you can look at it later. It hit the foul line, which is about 8 inches inbounds. I think it hit the foul line, but she called it out. So it's 11-10, and it will be the Fort Laramie Redskins ball. They're wiping up some sweat on the floor. 11-10, and it will be Charlie Albers, the senior, going back to serve again. She's a little bit left of center. That's where she'll start. That's across. Garkey plays it. We're setting it up for Evers, and that one does go long. So it's 12-10. This is what we needed to do, and they're doing it to us. They're getting a little bit of a lead, and we have to start chasing them. 12-10, and Albers will go back to serve again. Mullenkamp. Ranley back sets for Willman. She tips it over their blockers. They're able to dig it out. Sets it up for the right side. We block it back to their side. They tried to get it to the front, got it to our side, and we hit it back to them. They got it to us, and we hit it way too long. It's 13-10, and they have a three-point lead at exactly the wrong time. This is where they started walking away from us the last set. Albers will go back to serve again. Evers with a hit, and it goes sideways. Yep, we're going to have a timeout. I was just thinking we need a timeout, and we got one. Coach Guggenbiller with the timeout, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Trane HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie. Set number two. Our Lady Indians were up 10-9, and they have scored five straight on us. It's 14-10. And this is where we needed to walk away from them, and they are walking away from us right now. We can't let that happen. This is just about the point where it happened in the first set. 14-10 for the Lady Redskins. And Albers will serve again. We dig it from the back row, bump it across, and they're going to call a double hit as we hit it across. So now it's 15-10. They've scored five or six straight points, and we need to break this serve. Albers will serve again. Back row, Mullenkamp. We get it to the front. Big hit, but they are able to dig it out. Left side, and they hit it way too long past our girls. We finally broke Albert's serve. It's 15-11, and we need to get points right now. If we don't get a couple here, this set might be out of our reach. 15-11 Indians trailing, and Kenneth Deuce will serve. And it's a pretty tough serve, but they play it. They bump it across. We're setting it for Grizzy. They get it. They play it from the back row. They're going to tip it across, and we have to play it off the net. We do, and Garkey gets it across. They're going to set up for the right side and our blockers and back to their side, but way out of bounds, and it's 16-11, and we're down five, and this is where it started slipping away in the first set. Libero, Addie Barhorst going back to serve. She's a little bit right of center. Garkey plays it from the back, and we get it to their blockers. They block back to our side. We have to roll shot it across. We're setting it for their right side. We block it back to them. They're going to set it for their left side, and it goes down in front of our back row. It's 17-11 in the biggest lead for either team. It's 17-11. The Redskins lead by six, and Coach Guggenbiller wants another timeout, and we'll take one with them.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie. The Fort Laramie Lady Redskins are starting to take control of set number two just about the same time as they did in set number one. It's 17-11, and I know we were tied at 10, and they've outscored us 7-1, and I think they might have outscored us 8-1. So it will be libero Barhorst. We dig it from the back row. Easton sets it, and we get it to, I believe that was Caden Ranley, who's normally the setter. Easton set her up really well, and she puts it down on their side, 17-12, and it will be Bryn Woolman back to serve. We need service points, multiple service points. Bryn Woolman serving from a little bit right of center. She'll put it across. They get it to their front, going to set it for the left side. A monster hit, a beautiful set, and number 22, Corinne Holscher, just pounds it down on our side. So another opportunity lost, and it's 18-12. Indians in trouble. Starting to get late. In fact, it is getting late. It's not starting to. Chloe Bruns will go back to serve. Junior. She hits it about a foot too long. Our girls stepped out of the way, and it was too long. 18-13. And Caden Ranley. I think our fate is in her hands right now. If we don't get multiple points here, we can't trade points with them. That's what we've been doing the last three or four points. Ranley serves from the left. They're able to play it, struggling. They get it up toward the front. They're going to have to roll shot it across. We're able to play it. Mullenkamp bumps it across. They're going to set it for the left side. We got a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds past the scorer's table. And it is 19-13, and we're in trouble again. It'll be Isabel Hoying, the sophomore, back to serve. She's a little bit left of center. Nice serve, Garkey. Ranley sets it for Grizzy. She's able to put it down in front of them. If we can just get a few points in a row, 19-14, we're down. It's getting late. I don't think it's quite too late, but it's getting there. Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. About 10 feet in the air. Spins it like crazy. They're able to play it. They set it for the middle. We're able to dig it out. Evers puts it across. Just out of the reach of their back row. And it is 19-15. We're only down four. If we can get a roll going and switch this momentum, we can take set number two. But we have to have this point. That's a tough one played for them. They're struggling. They're going to be able to get it across. We should get a great set out of this. Grizzy with a nice one. They are able to block it at the net. They're going to have to bump it across. Garkey from the back row. Ranley. Hope Evers. into the net, I believe, or their blockers and down. So they are the first team to 20. And Corinne Holscher will go back to serve. 20 to 15, Indians trailing. There's still some hope, but we have to get things going. She's serving from way to the left. She'll move toward the center. Garkey can't handle it, goes backwards, 21-15. Indians trail by six. After we got a little momentum going, we just gave it right back to them. Corinne Holscher going back to serve. Again, she's starting way to the left. And she will hit the net and come back to her side. 21-16. Indians down five. We can still win this, but we have to have points. We have to have at least four in a row here. Garkey with a great hit. They're able to dig it out. They're going to have to bump it across. They do. Right into our blockers and down. 21-17. Indians are rolling here. Keep it going. Kayla Garkey back to serve again. She'll serve from just right of center. Serve is good. She bloops it. They're going to set it up for the right side and our blockers. And down on our side, 22-17. Back to a five-point lead for the Fort Laramie Redskins. It will be number one, Tessa Borger, senior, back to serve. She'll serve from the right side. Good receive. Ranley will set it. Wellman will hit it and stays in back in the back. 22-18. Down to a four-point deficit. If we can get a roll going here, we can scare them and change the momentum, but we have to get going here. It'll be on Haley Easton. She'll move over to the right side and serve. And they play it from the back. They're bumping it to the front. They're going to have a bump shot at across. Garkey. Easton sets it up for Bryn, and they dig it out of the back row. Mullenkamp, Easton setting it up for Ranley. And she puts it just a little bit too long in that back corner. Nobody was there, but it was about a foot too long and a foot too wide. 23-18. 2 points left for the Redskins to win set number two. They won the first set, 25-17. We have 23-18 now. Ranley, Garkey. Ranley will hit it across, and they're setting it for the left side. We get it to the front. Woolman off their blocker. They're going to play it, and it comes a nice hit by Chloe Bruns off our blockers and down, and it'll be set point, 24-18. We have a long way to go here, and it looks like we're going to be down two sets to none. And they serve it into the net, so it's not over yet. We have 24-19. We would need to get to 24 to make it, so that's 5 points. We'd have to get in a row to make it a tie game, and then we would have to go two. Somebody has to win by two, so they pick up the serve, and they hit it into our blockers. We're able to dig out the block, and it goes wide and out of bounds on their side, and we lose set number two, 25-19. So not looking good for the Indians right now, but we did battle them pretty good there. We let them walk away from us in the middle around 10. I think we were tied at 10, and they were ahead, I think, 17 to 11 by the time we got ourselves back together. We'll be back with set number three and hopefully set number four after that. Be back in just a minute.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Tools are a local dealer for GE and Hot Point Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Stroll's Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting Community Radio on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Calp Pharmacy.
Calp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at calppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Calp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie, where the Indians are down 2-0. They have the liberos subbed in. Indians will serve first, and it will be Haley Easton back to serve for the Indians. They play it from the back row, setting it up real nicely for the right side. Past our blockers and down on our side, they lead 1-0. Last set, we'd got the lead. They caught up with us, and we got back and forth till about 10, and then they walked away from us there and finished it out from there. We traded points again, but they were ahead of us. Mullenkamp digs it out of the back row. Easton sets it for Mullenkamp. Oh, and he called another one out that I am sure was in. Out there in that back corner, and I, from where I'm sitting, and I could see it really well, I think that was at least 2 or 3 inches inbounds. Nobody's complaining, so off we go. We get a big hit off of their blockers and into the candy cane. So Indians now trail 2-1, and Mullenkamp will go back to serve. There's that dig. So they just barely are able to get it out on that big-time hit. So they hit it into our blockers, and it spins down the net and stayed right on top of the net for about a foot and hit the candy cane. We touched it. So it's 3-1. We're struggling. We're going to have to bump it across. We do. They're going to set it for their right side. And past our blockers, and either we touched it or it was inbounds. 4-1, Indians trailing. And it will be Addy Barhorst back to serve. Addy's serve is good. Evers, Easton, and Ranley with a big hit. Ranley has been our setter most of the year. And the last few games, she's come in. And Easton is setting, and she is hitting, and she's had a lot of success. Bryn Woolman serving. Indians down 4-2. They'll play it from the back row. And really out of kilter there by the Redskins, and it's 4-3. One girl went up, and she mistimed her jump and completely missed it. And the other girl definitely was not ready Bryn Woman's serve again. They play it from the back row. They're going to set it for the right side off our blockers and to the right. So it's 5-3. We can't let them get ahead of us, especially early. We've generally stayed with them till about 10 and then they're pulling away. Let's play it here. And we play a serve receive and it goes into the net and it's 6-3. Starting to get away from us early. Can't let that happen. It'll be Chloe Bruns back to serve. 6-3, set number 3. Redskins leading here and leading 2-0. We set it up for Grizzy. And she gets it across the net. They can't handle it. And it is 6-4. And it looks like it's going to be Caden Ranley going back to serve. She'll serve from a little bit left to center. We need run. We need points. We need a run of service points. They play it from the back. They're struggling a little bit, but they bump it across. We're able to just barely dig that out. Evers, they play it from the back row. Big hit off our blockers. We dig it out from the back. And Kinley Kramer with a nice hit cross court off one of their front row girls and backwards. 6-5 point for the Indians. Need to do that about 5 or 6 more times here. Caden Ranley back to serve. Indians trailing 6-5. And Ranley will serve. She bloops it over and they can't get to it. Got their hand on it, but it never got more than an inch off of the floor. We're tied at 6. Ranley's getting a little roll going here. Here's the serve. They are able to play it. They're going to bump it across. Take a big hit and it goes way out of bounds. Indians lead 7-6. Caden Ranley is, I believe that's 3 straight service points, 4 straight points for the Indians. And Ranley will serve again from a little bit left of center. They are barely able to dig it out. They're struggling a little bit, but they're going to be able to bump it across. Ranley sets it for Evers. They're struggling. They're going to get it. They're bumping it across. Mullenkamp will get it to the front. Ranley will set for Grizzy. It goes backwards, but they're able to play it. They're going to bump it across again. Mullenkamp, we should be able to set a really good set here. Kinley Kramer, and she puts it down, not quite down in front of them, but they get a hand on it. But it goes, never got more than a foot off the ground, off the floor. So Indians now lead by 2, 8-6. Exactly what we needed. Keep it rolling. Caden Ranley again. And they are able to play it. They get a nice set there. And Evers with a nice dig. And she'll put one to the back row. They're able to play it. They tip it across on the second hit. Doesn't fool us. But we can't. When we hit it to the front, we hit it too close to the net, and we had to play it off the net and couldn't get it there. So they break the serve, but we got a number of points. We're still in the lead, 8-7, and it'll be Isabel Hoang to serve. Evers from the back row gets it to the front, and Kinley Kramer can't quite get it across the net, and we're tied at 8. We need to get it. Need to get this serve back. Isabel Hoang will go back to serve again. We're able to play it. And we hit it into the net again. 2 straight times. We were kind of set up pretty nicely and hit it into the net. Down 9-8 now. Isabel Hoang will serve. We have to break this serve. We can't let them start walking away. We struggle and cannot dig it. I couldn't see it because this up official was between me and the play, but it did not work out in the Indians' favor. 10-8, and Hoang will serve again. Garkey gets it up to the front. Mullenkamp has to roll shot it across, and they can't play it. So it's 10-9. And the Indians are down 1 after they got 3 straight points. And it's going to be Kenna Deuce. We have to keep the momentum going on our side. We cannot let them walk away from us here. They have the first two sets, and we need to go at it. And first thing we do is hit one, and they step away, and it's about a foot and a half too long. So it's 11-9, Indians down two, and it's Corinne Holscher back to serve. She'll serve from the left side. And Deuce, Rainley, and Grizzy are just barely able to dig it out. They get it to our side, bump it across. Rainley is setting for Mullenkamp. Nice dig from their back row. Big hit, and there's going to be something going on, I believe. So one of our girls must have been under the net or in the net. So it's 12-9, Indians down three. This is where they walked away from us the first two sets. We have to get this going here in this middle. Nice serve by them. Ranley will back set for Kramer. They get it back to the front, but it got to our side, and we tap it down at the net, down to the floor on their side. So it's 12-10, and Kayla Garkey will go back to serve. Indians down two. She'll serve from the right side. Nice serve. They are able to dig it. They'll set it for the left side. Garkey with the dig. Ranley, Mullenkamp off of their couple of their girls and goes backwards. 12-11. We need to keep this going. Let's see if we can get this momentum going and finish out this set. That'll give us momentum for set number four. We have to get there. Garkey with a nice serve, and they're going to say that she stepped across the line. So it's 13-11. We needed that point badly. We cannot let them score again here. It'll be Tessa Borger going back to serve for the Lady Redskins. She'll serve from the right side. That's Garkey to Mullenkamp, and it goes off of their back row and backwards. 13-12, Indians retake the serve. We're still down a point, but they did not get two in a row. They're not walking away from us right now. Haley Easton will go back to serve now. She'll serve from the right side, takes one more step to the right. They play it from the back. They're going to get a nice set in the middle, tip it across our blockers. We're able to get it going, and we had a big hit. They block it, and Willman with a big hit goes down on their side. We're tied at 13. Here we come. Indians doing exactly what we need to do. Haley Easton going back to serve again. Tied at 13, set number three. We're down two sets to none. But we have the momentum now. It's three straight points. And they get it from the back row. They're going to set it for the left side. Our blockers, it comes back to our side, or their side, and just, it was right on the left side, and it goes just out of bounds. So they go back into the lead, and it will be Charlie Albers, C-H-A-R-L-E-I-G-H, Albers. And we play it from the back row. We're going to bump it across back to the back. They're going to set it. They're going to have to hit it from the back row. They do a nice job. We set for Willman. They block it back to us. Garkey setting it up for Mullenkamp. They're able to play it. They're setting it up for the right side again. And long, we did not hit it, and it goes long out of bounds. I thought that might have been in, too, but it went pretty fast there. So we're tied at 14, and it will be Cameron Mullenkamp. Man, do we need her serve to be dropping at the right time. And it's going to drop. They just were able to get it, but it goes sideways and into the stands. Indians lead 15-14. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's get a bunch of points here and absolutely shift the momentum. And they felt it shift, and the Redskins are going to call a timeout. And we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back right after this from the Tin Cupboard.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by the Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie. Timeout is They still have 13 seconds on the clock. They haven't come out yet, but we've been out on the court for probably 15, 20 seconds already. We didn't have much to talk about. Just keep rolling, girls. So Indians right now leading 15-14, about two-thirds of the way through set number three. We've lost the first two. And this is where they kept getting the momentum, and we couldn't stop them. And now we have the momentum, and they're trying to stop us. They play it, get it back to us. They're struggling, and they cannot. They get it back to us. We put it back on their side. Got a couple of hands on it, but never under control, and it's 16-14. Indians lead by two. Keep rolling, Cameron. Keep making that serve hard for them to play. There's that serve. They're able to play this one and get it under control to the right side. We block it back to them. They're going to have to bump it across to us. Mullenkamp from the back row. Ranley, Willman, they're able to play it from the left side, and it goes long out of bounds. Big hit, and Indians lead by three, 17-14. We've outscored them 7-1 since it was 13-10. Indians rolling right now. Mullenkamp with another great serve. They're able to play it, getting it toward the middle. They bump it. Mullenkamp from the back row. Garkey will bump it up to the front. And I believe that was Ranley with a big hit. Lands in the free throw circle. And it's 18-14. The up official gave them a little bit of grief for not grabbing the ball, which was behind them, and getting it back to us. 18-14, Indians lead by four. Mullenkamp's serves are going well, and they can't. Yep, they say they played it before it hit the floor, but he says it one-hopped her hand. And it's 19-14. We've outscored them 9-1. Since it was 13-10. Mullenkamp serve again. And that knuckleball serve, they're able to play it. Going to set up for the right side. Garkey goes off of her and backwards, and they finally break Cameron's serve. But we did what we needed to do. It is 19-15, Indians leading, and their libero, number 10, Addie Barhorst, the junior, will go back to serve. She's serving from the center. Garkey, it goes to their side. She tried to hit it to our front row, got it to them, and they put it right straight down. 19-16, Indians lead is down to three. We need to stop it here, get this momentum back. Serve again, Garkey, Easton, Willman. They're able to tip it, and it goes to our back row. Easton setting up Hope Evers. It stays in. Yes, he got that one right. That one was absolutely in, and he did call that. We are the first team to 20. That's usually a pretty good sign. That's a team that wins over 80% of the time if you get to 21st. And we are ahead 20-16, and Bryn Willman will serve. They'll dig it from the back row. Going to set it for the middle. And a big hit, but it goes long, and it is 21-16. Indians lead by five. We have everything going our way right now. Do not let up. Don't let up. Bryn Woman going to serve again. 21-16. And she pops one across. They'll play it for their right side into our blockers and back off of their hand and out of bounds. 22-16. Indians lead at six. We've outscored them 12-3 in the middle here. And they play it from the back row. It's going to be long, but they play it. They bump it across. Willman will get it to the front. Easton gets it to, Grizzy, but they say she pushed it, did not hit it. So that's a point for them. Chloe Bruns will go back to serve. Indians 22, Redskins 17. Cannot let them get anything going here. Have to shut them down. Evers, Easton, Mullenkamp bumps it across. They get it to the front. Nice, big hit. We can't play it. Off our blockers and off to the side. And it is 22-18. Indians lead down to four. We have to stop it here. Chloe Bruns, junior, will serve again from the center. Evers setting for the right side. And it's down in the back. And inbounds, 23-18. Nice hit. I couldn't see who hit that because the up official is between me and the hitter there, but it does not matter. It's a team sport, and we love to see the individual stats, but we don't care who gets them. Caden Ranley back to serve. We need 2 points. They are able to play it. They're going to set it for the right side. We get it, a nice dig out of the back, and we bump it across, and it goes cross court and just barely stays in bounds on that far side. It is set point, and the Indians have every bit of the momentum. Might as well finish it out on set point. Caden Ranley with the serve. They're able to play it, but it comes our way. They cannot get to the second hit, and that is 25-18. Indians win set number three. Going to set number four in just a minute. We'll be back right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie, getting ready for set number four. Fort Laramie won the first set 25-17, the second set 25-19. Indians win the third set 25-18, and it happened the same way in each one of the sets. One of the teams, right about 10, 11, 12 points, kind of took over. It was Fort Laramie. In the first two sets, they started walking away from us there, and they started again on set number three. We were down 13-10, and we outscored them 15-5 after that point and came away with a 25-18 victory. So it's going to be Charlie Albers serving for the Lady Redskins. We're able to get it across, struggled a little bit, but a nice set for their Big hitter number 11, Chloe Bruns, into our blockers and sideways, 1-0 Fort Laramie. Albers will go back to serve again. She'll serve from the left side. We dig it from the back row, and Easton tried to get it set, but she hit it into the net, and Bryn Woolman could not play it off the net. So Indians trail 2-0. Don't get down too much here. Let's get this point. A rocket shot, and we go backwards with it. Played from the back row and off her hands and about 10 feet up the wall behind her. So we're down 3-0, and we need to get things rolling. Albers back to serve again. And we can't dig that one out. 4-0, exactly what we did not want. We had all the momentum, should have been able to carry it into this set number four. We had all the momentum at the end of set number three, and now we've lost it. We need to play this one, and we are able to play it. Evers will bump it across. They're going to play it at the net, and we cannot. They hit it down in front of our back row. Couldn't play it, and the Indians are going to call a timeout. It's 5 for the Lady Redskins, 0 for the Indians, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.highbid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie. Set number four, Indians in trouble at the start. Down 5-0, coming back out of our timeout, and we need to get things changed here. We haven't handled the serves from Charlie Albers very well, so we have to get things going. We've moved a couple of girls around, put some different ones in the back, moving all kinds of things around, trying to make things work here because nobody's been able to handle her serve very well. We've had a couple of volleys, but she's had some aces. Here comes the shot. We play it. Get it to the, we get a big hit, but they dig it. And for their left side, another big hit down in front of our back row, and it's 6-0. We had all the momentum at the end of set number three, outscoring them 15-5 to finish that up, and they've scored six straight. And we dig it out, but get it to their hitters. We're able to play it, and they dig our hit. Our left side goes into our blockers and down on their side. We finally broke the serve. It's 6-1, and Cameron Mullenkamp, I believe, will go back to serve. Yep, Cameron's back to serve. 6-1. We are trailing by 5. We cannot let this get out of hand. They're able to just barely dig it out, and they're going to set it up for the right side. A couple of nice hits from the Indians. Are going to roll shot it across Evers, and they can't handle it. It goes backwards after the first hit. 6-2. Keep on rolling, girls. Cameron Mullenkamp goes back to serve again. Goes up in the air. That one's played. They get it. It's battle at the net, and they're going to say one of their girls went across the net, and it is 6-3. They're wiping a little sweat up off the floor. So 6-3, Indians with a couple of, with three straight points, two straight service points for Cameron Mullenkamp, and see if she can get that knuckleball serve to drop in front of them a couple of times. She had a couple of aces in a row in that third set. So they play it from the back row. Big hit. They get it set up on the left side for Olivia Brandewee, and she puts it down on our side. They retake the serve, And it is 7-3 Lady Redskins, and the libero, Addie Barhorst, will go back to serve. She'll serve from the middle. And we step away and let it go long. And so we get the serve back, 7-4. Indians still trailing, but we're breaking their serve, so let's keep that thing going. We need to get some points of our own, and it'll be Bryn Willman back to serve. She'll serve from the right. And kind of bloops it. They're able to play it. They're struggling a little bit, too close to the net, but they get it, just barely get it across, and they hit it wrong, and it, our girls mistimed it and falls down in front of us. So 8-4, and it'll be Chloe Bruns back to serve. She'll serve from the middle. Mullenkamp setting it up for Ranley, and miscommunication. We played it at the net, got it back a little bit, and they put it back to the net, and there was nobody there. 9-4, we're down 5. Can't let it get out of hand here. It already starting that way. Mullenkamp from the back, set up for Hope Evers. That's down and into the stands right beside us. So it is 9-5, and on a nice hit by the Indians, and it's going to be, well, can't see her because the flag official's standing there. I believe that that's Caden Ranley. Yep, she's back to serve. And they play it from the back, but they get it to us. We get it across. Couldn't kill it, and they hit it very, very long. So it is, I think they just gave them the point. We gave them the point. Something happened. We did something wrong. So it's 10-5. I don't know what happened there. They called it long out of bounds, and then they get the point. I don't know if we were in the net. Not sure. So they're serving. Tips the net. We play it. Hope Evers with a big hit, but she hits it 10 feet too long, and it's 11-5. We're down 6, and it's starting to slip away. But they haven't put the point on the board. Now they're giving the, something happened with that, and they're giving us the point. So the last 2 points, not sure what happened. Both of them were out of bounds, but the other team got the ball. So they manage our serve, and they hit it into our blockers and comes down on our side. So I think that we're getting this right. It is 11-6, and number 22, Corinne Holscher, is back to serve. She'll serve from the left side. Played from the back row. Ranley will back set for Kinley Kramer off of their blockers and backwards out of bounds. 11-7. And it'll be Kayla Garkey going back to serve for the Indians. 11-7. We're down 4. This is kind of where we started coming back on them last set, so we need to do that. And she stepped on the line again on the serve. I think she's done that 3 times tonight. That's definitely 2. So it's 12-7, the lead back to 5. Tessa Berger, senior, back to serve. And we're struggling, but we're going to get it across. Mullenkamp, they dig a nice dig out of the back row. They bump shot it across. We're struggling, but we're going to get it to the net. And Kramer with a nice hit. They are able to dig it. They're going to bump it across. Garkey with a nice dig. Ranley sets it for Willman and puts it down on their side in that back corner, 12-8. We're trading points with them, and we can't do that. They were ahead of us 13-10 last set, and we outscored them 15-5, and that's what we need to do right here. It's 12-8. Indians down 4, and it is time to switch the momentum. Haley Easton serve. They play it from the back. They'll set it to the left side. Big hit off of their, off of our blockers and down on their side. And the ball is over here, so I'm trying to get to it. And so it is 12-9. Indians trail by 3. And Haley Easton will serve again. I hope that's the start of us switching this momentum and getting this under control again. Let's get a couple of nice runs here. Easton serve again. They are able to play it. They're setting it up for the middle. They have to bump it across. And we set it up for Willman. And they're going to say that Easton stepped on the line as she was getting that set. And it's 13-9. And they are ahead by four again. So we were down 13-10 last set and outscored them. So we need to start in now. Indians return the serve. They're able to get it toward the front. Oh, man, we are able to dig a nice hit out. And they're going to set it for the left side. We put it back to their side. They're setting it for the left side again into our blockers and down on our side. It is 14-9. Indians down five. Need to shift that momentum. We have to get this. I'll tell you, they had a couple of, there was a couple of really nice saves and volleys in that. So, it is 14-9. It'll be Charlie Albers going back to serve. 14-9, she's serving from the left side, and it goes wide to the left. 14-10. So this is kind of the same score we had. So, not sure what's going on here. There's something going on at the scorer's table and trying to get it sorted out. But this is where, in set number three, we were down 13-10 and then outscored them 15-5. So, we're going to have a sub in. Looks like it's going to be Kenna Dews going out and Hope Evers coming in. Mullenkamp's serve. Big spin. They're able to play it. They set it for the middle. We block it back. They're struggling, and they can't get it. They got a couple of hits, but it never got more than waist high, and the second hit it backwards. So it's 14-11. Here's the serve. Tough one, but they are able to play it, setting it up for the right side. Bump it across, and we're able to get it to them. Oh, they tried to save it. It probably would have been out of bounds. They bump it. We get it on our side. Going to tip it across. We dig out a big hit. We're going to have to dig. Oh, my. I'm not sure what happened there. The second hit came our way, and they blew the whistle. I'm not sure. I don't know what happened there, but it is 15-11. They're up four, but we have to stop this serve. Mullenkamp from the back row. Easton. Willman. Tip back to our side. Hope Evers. Big hit. Comes back to our side. Hope Evers again. And that's in. On the side. Big hit. That was beautiful hit by Hope Evers. Goes right down the line. It is 15-12. Indians down three. And Bryn Willman back to the service line. She'll serve from just a little bit right of center. She puts it across. They're going to set it for the middle. And I thought they pushed it, but they're going to give them the point. 16-12. Back to a four-point lead. Indians need to start fighting here and get these points. Cannot let them. We can't trade points with them right now. It's going to be Chloe Bruns back to serve. She gets it across, and we're able to play it. But didn't play it well. And it comes back to our side, to their side. Somebody got in the net, and I think it was, yes, it was the Fort Laramie Redskins. There's a little couple of battles at the net, and they got into the net 16-13. And Caden Ranley is going back to serve, and we need her to get, let's just get ahead. Let's get at least 4 points here and get ahead. Ranley's serve, rocket shot. They're able to just barely get it back into play. And a big hit off of Ranley in the back row and goes backwards. So they break her serve, 17-13. The Lady Redskins are leading in set number four. This would be their third and victorious set. So it'll be Hoing serving from the left side. Evers, Ranley back sets for Kramer. And she puts it down cross court, past their blockers and down where there wasn't anybody. Indians get the serve. It's 17-14, and it will be Kenna Dews coming in to replace Hope Evers. She will be back to serve. She'll serve from the left side. Goes toward the center. A nice shot. They're able to play it. It goes kind of backwards. They're going to have to bump it across. And Ranley sets for Mullenkamp into their blockers and toward the scorer's table. Point Indians, 17-15. Here we come. We're only down two now. We were down five not long ago. And Kennedews will move from the left side to the right side and serve. And she bloops one across, and it goes wide to the right side. So they retake the lead, or the serve, I should say, 18-15. And Corinne Holscher will serve. Indians need to break this serve. We can't keep trading points with them, but we've done okay, but we need to, this is late. We play the serve, and Kramer with a nice hit. They're able to fight their way across. Grizzy with a great hit off of their blockers and down, 18-16. Somebody go back and get his points. Looks like that's going to be Kayla Garkey. Kayla Garkey, sophomore, had some a lot of great service points. And here we go. They play it, and they hit it into our blockers and goes down, and they get the point back. We're trading points with them, and that will not work. 19-16. And it's going to be number one, Tessa Borger, back to serve. Senior, she'll serve from the right side. We'll play it from the back. That's a deuce. Rainley sets it for Willman. Great dig from the back row. And they're struggling to get it across, but they do. Garkey, and they're going to say, I'm not sure what happened. So, they said it was four hits. I missed something there. But doesn't matter. 19-17 Indians. And that might not have been exactly what it was. Might have been number four that got under the net. That's probably what happened. Easton's serve. They dig it from the back near the net. They set it up. We are able to dig it out from the back, but it goes into our bench, and it's 20-17. They are the first team to 20 in set number four. And number four, Charlie Albers, will go back to serve for the Lady Redskins. We play it from the back row, setting it up for Mullenkamp. They get it up to the net, battle at the net, comes to our side, and we hit it. Oh, it was Ranley with a big hit. We think they tipped it. They say they did not. And it is 21-17, and it'll be timeout Indians, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. You're listening to Varsity Action on the Hometown Huddle. We welcome listeners from the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP Fort Recovery and listeners on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie. It is Fort Laramie 21, Fort Recovery 17, and we've been trading points for about the last 10. We take Albert's serve. We're going to bump it across. They play it from the back row. A really nice set for the right side, and our blockers and down, 22-17. So from time it was about 13-9, they'll get 2 points, we'll get 2 points. They'll get a point, we get a point. We've been trading points with them, and it is way too late for that, 22-17. And we step out of the way, and the officials said it stayed in. I can't see the line from over here, so it's cross court for me, and it's 23-17. I'm not sure that was when you're down five, I'm not sure you can step away from one. And that hits the top of the net and stays on their side, so 23-18, we're down five. We need to get 7 before they get 2. But we outscored them 15-5 to finish the last set. Mullenkamp will go back to serve. High in the air. Big spin. Dives, but they're able to take it, play it. Big hit from the middle. We block it. Goes back to their side. And big hit again. We get a nice dig. Going to set it. And, wow, just a crazy. And we did get under, get it across to them somehow. Hope Evers with another nice dig. And a big block. And we're struggling to get it across, but we're going to get it across. And they're going to play it from out of bounds. It was too long, but they played it. And they hit it, get it up to their front, hit it into our blockers, and comes down on their side. So that was very fortunate. The young lady in the back was standing out of bounds when she hit it back to us. So 23-19. Mullenkamp serve. They're struggling, but they're going to be able to get it across. We have to bump it. Yep, we do. Easton sets it for Hope Evers. And off of their blockers and backwards, 23-20. Indians with a roll going on here. We have momentum. I hope it's enough momentum to get us through to the end because it is late. We're down 3. They only need 2 to win. We need to get 5 before they get 2. And Mullenkamp with a serve. They're able to play it. Setting it up for the left side. Big hit. Garkey with a great dig. And we bump it across. It's going to set up in the middle again. We block it again. And we're going to set it up for Hope Evers. A big hit. And, oh, I thought it hit them and hit the net. They say that it hit, or not hit the net, but hit the candy cane. They say it hit the candy cane and then their blockers. So it is 24-20. It is match point. Cameron, we're setting it up for Evers. Black 2 hits it into their blockers and down on our on their side. Excuse me. 24-21. We're down 4. We need 5 points to get to 26 before they get 1. We have a timeout for the Fort Laramie Redskins. So we'll take a break after we come back after this from Wabash Communications.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie. Indians trailing 24-21. Set number 4. Indians won set number 3. The Fort Laramie Redskins won the first 2 sets. This is critical if we're going to get something going. I hope Fort Laramie calls another timeout somewhere before this set is over. That would be good news. Wellman serves. They're going to play it. Setting it up for the left side into the blockers, and it hits the candy cane, and that is the set, 25-21. So Indians lose in 4 sets. All of them were pretty good sets, but the first two, Fort Laramie kind of dominated in the middle. Then we kind of took over in the middle. This one we kind of traded points with them. From four down to 5 down and back and forth like that. So we'll take a little break, come back and wrap this up from Fort Laramie. Indians again lose in 4 sets.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631.
Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie. You're listening to the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 WFRC FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we'll go through the things coming up the rest of this week, and then we'll get back to kind of recapping the match tonight. So Thursday, back to volleyball, we will be hosting New Bremen, and it'll be student appreciation night, so make sure the kids all get there, be fun and games, probably free food of some sort. A lot of times it's pizza, other times it's some other stuff, but it's always a good time for the kids. That's Thursday, hosting New Bremen, student appreciation night. Then Friday, it'll be football at Duffa St. John's. Reisner Energy pregame show will start at 6:40. So the way it went tonight, JV lost 25-13 and 25-20. The first set, we hung right there with them through about 10, 11, 12 points, and then they kind of walked away from us. They got about six out of 7 points, and then we traded points with them the rest of the way, lost the first set 25-17. Second set, kind of the same way. We ended up with a 25-19 loss. Then the third set, we were down 13-10 and outscored them 15-5. We had all the momentum going, and so it was 2-1 with Fort Laramie leading. And so we had a lot of momentum going into the fourth set, and they promptly came out and scored the first 6 points. And that was more than enough. They ended up winning by 4, so that those 6 points that they got us with, that hurt us some. So we called a timeout. They got a couple more points and called a timeout again. We just couldn't get it stopped. And then we got to maybe 3 points, 4 points. Yeah, we were down 13-9 at one point. And then they got a couple extra points, and then we traded points with them the rest of the way. We kind of got a little bit of a run going toward the end of that set, but it was too late, and ended up 25-21 loss. So, I guess we're going to wrap it up from here. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to definitely thank our sponsors, and want to thank the athletic director, Mitch Westerheide, for putting things together for us and taking good care of us. And I want to thank all the listeners and appreciate everybody listening. And we will be back Thursday night, and that will be hosting New Bremen. That'll be Thursday on Student Appreciation Night, and then football at Duffa St. John's on Friday night. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!